Argentina holds primary elections on Sunday. This Sunday, September 12, the primary, open, simultaneous and mandatory elections that are known by the acronym PASO will be held all over the country. Following a tense, highly polarizing campaign that ended this week, parties and candidates insisted on the importance of citizens' participation. Political analyst Ana Iparraguirre from Dynamis Consultancy talked to the Sputnik news agency and said this upcoming midterm legislative elections will set the race to the presidential elections of 2023. So there will be discussions after Sunday regarding who are the big winners of this vote. This campaign saw the emergence of a conservative right wing that is gaining the support of very young voters and whose candidates present an all-or-nothing, even extremist, approach. At the same time, most polls signal there's a widespread apathy among the public regarding these elections that come amid the pandemic of coronavirus and its economic consequences. Iparraguirre says that behind much of this discouragement, there's the fact that the two main parties didn't meet the expectations when they were in office. Neither the now ruling Frente de Todos of President Alberto Fernández nor the opposition's Juntos por el Cambio of former President Mauricio Macri. They both carry a heavy backpack and they both have backgrounds which are hard to defend because neither of them was positive, said Iparraguirre.